With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. Public education was at the top of the agenda at a recent Legislative Finance Committee meeting as lawmakers begin to prepare next year's budget, almost half of which will be dedicated to public schools. Looming overhead is a court mandate to come up with a plan that provides equal education to all students, including minorities and those receiving special education. Education Secretary Christopher Ruskowski told lawmakers the Martinez administration has been meeting those obligations.
But remember, what the judge is asking us to do is to be more actively engaged in making sure that those programs meet the spirit of the statute and the letter of the law. And so the work that we've done over the last 8 years has been to get out there into the field and make sure those programs are serving the students that have a right to those programs.
But several Democratic lawmakers disagreed, like Gallup area Senator George Munoz.
I think this administration's had plenty of time to change education and plenty of time to avoid this lawsuit. But they've done some things to enhance it. Mr. Secretary, I just want to go over a few things that we probably could have avoided the lawsuit, but under this administration, you know, and in an ed, they pulled a lot of people out and never replaced them. I know they closed the one in Gallup, and it served Gallup and Shiprock and Zuni, and there was like 5 staffers there, and they're down to 1, and I think they're in the school district.
Republican Senator William Burt of southeastern New Mexico said it's unfortunate that it took a lawsuit to increase funding for schools, and he wants to make sure the legislature provides enough money for technology in the classroom. With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.